Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to this special show on July 5th, Declaring Interdependence. I'm Carrie Spaulding, the 30-something coach, and I'm so happy to be here on the Life Coach Radio Network to share with you my tips for how to build healthy interdependence in all of your relationships. So I hope you all had a wonderful holiday yesterday, and I'm really excited to have you listening today. I'm Carrie Spaulding, and I'm the 30-something coach. So what I do is I help 30-somethings who are not who or where they thought they'd be or where they want to be with their relationships, careers, and lives. Often my clients are experiencing 30-something panic, what I call 30 what, and feeling they should have figured it out by now. So what I do is I help my clients use that panic as a catalyst to create what they want in their lives. And sometimes that involves navigating major transitions like career changes and breakups and big moves. And I also help 30-somethings create and nurture healthy and satisfying relationships. Another passion of mine is supporting parents with building a positive school or home culture and navigating children's social and emotional challenges and positive and effective communication. Because in addition to my coaching business, I was a teacher for 9 years. And just to tell you a little bit more about me, I live in Philadelphia, and I do most of my coaching over the phone, which means I get to work with people from all over the place, which I really love. You can check out my website at www.carriespaulding.com. My name is spelled CarrieSpaulding.com. You can follow me on Twitter at SpauldingCarrie. And also, you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/the30somethingcoach, and that's all one word, the 30-something coach, no spaces, and 30-something spelled out, no numbers. So all my 30-somethings out there, you can reach me and sign up for free tips and tools on my website, and there's also some links on the show page for you to connect with me, which you'll see there. So again, I'm so excited to welcome you and to have you here in this call with me, and congratulations on making the time for yourself to be here. You could do any number of things in this hour, and the fact that you're here speaks of your tremendous commitment to yourself and to the people that you care about. Today we're going to discuss what interdependence is and how it relates to and differs from independence and codependency. We're going to explore interdependence in partnerships, friendships, families, professional relationships, and dating. You'll learn some of the common blocks to embracing and living in healthy interdependence. And you're also going to get concepts and tips that will help you cultivate an interdependent mindset and improve your own relationships. And if you're a leader, these are tips that you can also use to coach your own team as well. I'll also be telling you where you can get some more support. I have a couple of pretty exciting things coming up that I want to tell you about. And during the call, you can call in with questions or comments at 646-716-9397, and I'll be repeating that number in a little bit. We also have chat activated, and I'm actually really excited to see a ton of people in the chat, and you're just in there as an anonymous guest, so anytime you want to throw out a comment on there, you can do that, and I'll be excited to see your comments or questions. And I want to also note that even though I'm the 30-something coach, the concepts and the tools I'm going to talk about apply to people of all ages. And I've worked with people from, you know, people who are in their preteens all the way up to people in their 60s. So I invite you to listen with an ear for how this might work for you. Again, if you're just joining us, this is the Life Coach Radio Network, and I'm Carrie Spaulding, and this is Declaring Interdependence with the 30-something Coach. So before we jump in, I just want to invite you to take a moment to get centered. Many of you might be jumping on to listen after a long morning of rushing around, right in the middle of your work day, after getting the kids off to school, whatever it is. So I just want to invite you to let go of where you just came from or what you were just doing and give yourself what you need to be really present for this program. And, of course, if you have other things that you're taking care of at the same time, that's understandable. But if you're able to, you might even just want to give yourself the gift of a few moments closing your eyes to just get centered and sit with awareness of your body in your chair or your sofa. Feel how it's supporting you. Take some deep breaths. And with each exhale, just breathe out the stress and to-do list of your day. And with each inhale, breathe in new energy that will allow you to be right here, right now, in this moment, fully engaged. So go ahead and if you are ready, open your eyes if they're closed. And you know, you've decided to invest your attention and your time in this radio program. So think about what you'd like to get out of this hour. Think about your own relationships and where you would like to increase your own sense of interdependence. And now that we're really all here and present, we're here to talk about declaring interdependence. I'm really curious, what does interdependence mean to you? So go ahead and think about that. And if you're in the chat, you could even write in your own definition and I can share it out with the group. So while people are doing that, you know, I consulted some dictionaries. I'm always interested to see the way dictionaries define these sort of big concepts. And the dictionaries I consulted define interdependence as a relationship in which each member is mutually dependent on the others, a reciprocal relationship between independent entities, objects, individuals, or groups, mutually dependent, very simple two-word definition, very concise, and dependence between two or more people, groups, or things. So these definitions, while fair enough and really pretty accurate, felt a little underwhelming and dry to me as I was diving into this exciting show. And so I decided to look for what other leaders have said about interdependence. And I actually found some really exciting quotes and information that other people had shared. So Gandhi says, interdependence is and ought to be as much the ideal of man as self-sufficiency. Man is a social being. Without interrelation with society, he cannot realize his oneness with the universe or suppress his egotism. His social interdependence enables him to test his faith and prove himself on the touchstone of reality. So that's Gandhi. And I see on the chat, we have somebody sharing, my religious background always described interdependence as a web of humanity. Ooh, I love that. Thank you for sharing that. A web of humanity. So that really gets at the interconnectedness of people. And John Muir says, he talks about our interdependence with everything, not just humans. And Gandhi mostly focused on humans, as did our caller. Thank you so much our listener. Thank you for contributing. I'd love to see anybody else's definitions. John Muir says, when we try to pick out anything by itself, we find it hitched to everything else in the universe. That actually kind of made me laugh because I started thinking about it in relationship to my own life and my work with my clients. When we start to look at any one area of our lives or any one thing, we might trick ourselves into thinking that we can pick it out on its own, but really we find it hitched to everything else in the universe. And Martin Luther King Jr. talked about interdependence in his letter from the Birmingham jail. He said, I'm cognizant of the interrelatedness of all communities and states. I cannot sit idly by in Atlanta and not be concerned about what happens in Birmingham. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. We are caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. And wow, what a quote for us to think about. You know, in our own lives now, where we hear on the news, we'll hear about things happening to other people in other places, or there's a natural disaster or some sort of catastrophe in another city, another state, another country. And so that really struck me when I was thinking about Dr. King saying he cannot sit idly by in Atlanta and not be concerned about what happens in Birmingham. And Stephen Covey talks about interdependence in leaders and in teams. He says, independent thinking alone is not suited to interdependent reality. Independent people who do not have the maturity to think and act interdependently may be good individual producers, but they won't be good leaders or team players. They're not coming from the paradigm of interdependence necessary to succeed in marriage, family, or organizational reality. And I love that quote because part of what we're going to talk about today is the way interdependence shows up in all these different kinds of relationships. So all of these thinkers agree, interdependence is an inarguable truth. It's a non-negotiable truth of being human. And I bet there are some people out there who felt a little bit of resistance kick up when you heard that, because it can be really hard to admit that we are dependent on others in some way, shape, or form, for some of us. But whether you like it, admit it, accept it or not, you are dependent on others in some way, shape, or form, and on what some of these great thinkers we just talked about as the universe, right? Non-human factors. Today, we're going to talk about healthy interdependence, that you live into by choice rather than the universe's ultimatum. So as much as it's a non-negotiable and inarguable truth, you get to choose sort of how you engage with interdependence and what skills you want to bring to the table when you're interacting with other people and with your world. So I define healthy interdependence. And that word feels important for this call, right? Because we're talking about the kind of interdependence that we want to cultivate. I define healthy interdependence as maintaining independence and responsibility for oneself while willingly offering and accepting help from and offering to help to others. I'm going to say it again. So it's the idea of maintaining independence and responsibility for oneself while also willingly offering help to and accepting help from others. So what gets in our way when it comes to healthy interdependence? Helping and letting ourselves be helped is essential for a happy life. And in fact, I've come to believe that asking for and accepting help and support is one of the most courageous things you can do. But when defending ourselves against interdependence, I find that people tend to fall into two camps: the fiercely independent and the co or uber dependent. So setting up camp in either of those places gets in our way of developing truly satisfying and fulfilling and healthy relationships and connections that we're capable of. I'm guessing as soon as I kind of identified those two that you listeners had an idea of which camp you might tend towards. And we all have a tendency. So you're totally normal if that resonates with you. You might also notice, interestingly, that some partners or people or situations tend to pull you toward one pole or the other, toward fiercely independent or sort of co or uber dependent, or that you exhibit one or the other more at different periods of your life. And that's one of the amazing things about relationships is that different people bring out different behavior in us, and there's so much to be learned by that, and that's why some of our most challenging relationships can be some of our greatest opportunities for growth and learning. So awareness of your tendency can help you make choices in alignment with what you want for your relationship and for yourself, rather than to react on autopilot or sort of play out the same pattern over and over and over again in your different relationships. So let's unpack these two, as I called them, the sort of the two camps of defending yourself against interdependence. So the first camp is the fiercely independent. It's really hard and just too scary for some people to accept that we do depend on others. And when I say some people, this applies to so many people to one degree or another. So if it's resonating with you, you're normal. People with a really high value for control and certainty often struggle to embrace interdependence or to accept the idea that they depend on others. And another thing is that inviting or allowing others to help us requires us to let down our walls and be seen just the way we are. And that can be really scary when we feel like we're flawed or not good enough in some way. Also in this camp of fierce independence are people who feel guilty asking other people for help or accepting help that is offered because they feel like a burden. So sometimes fierce independence comes from that guilt of asking for or accepting help. And the fiercely independent try to handle this guilt by avoiding relying on others as much as possible. And so some of the thoughts that commonly might come up for someone who's fiercely independent are, I don't need anyone's help. I don't deserve anyone's help. Every man or woman for him or herself. Don't fence me in. I'm bulletproof. I have to protect myself from letting anyone get to me or see me as I really am. If you never depend on anyone, you never have to get hurt when they leave you. Or I don't want to be a burden on anyone, so I'll just manage by myself. These are just some of the thoughts that might come up for somebody who's sort of in that fiercely independent camp. Acknowledging and accepting your interdependence can feel really, really vulnerable. It also can mean admitting that you don't have it all together. And if you read my blog this week, or if you're one of my subscribers, you actually got to see an article I wrote where I wrote about my own vulnerability in sharing one of my Achilles heels with some friends and admitting that I really don't have it all together and I really need help. And it can be hard to do that. It's totally understandable to have the instinct to protect yourself from that vulnerability. Instead of leaning into interdependence, many of us try to avoid depending on others altogether. So we're going to talk about, if that really resonated with you, we're going to talk about some tips that you can use to get at some of those sticky places and cultivate interdependence. But first I want to talk about the second camp. And the second camp is the codependent, or what I call the uber-dependent, where the fiercely dependent feel most vulnerable at the idea of relying on someone. For the codependent or the uber-dependent, vulnerability comes from the idea of being independent, right? So the fiercely dependent are afraid of not being independent, and the people in this camp, the codependent or uber-dependent, it's very frightening to think about being on your own. For some people, we think we are interdependent, but we're actually codependent, and co- and uber-dependence can look like interdependence from the outside. These people define themselves and their worth on some level by their relationship. So the relationship is what gives them importance, significance, belonging, love, and will tend to scramble to find a new relationship very quickly if their relationship ends, because their identity is so wrapped up in their partner that the idea of being alone is intolerable. Many, again, if this is resonating with you, many, many, many people feel this to some degree or experience it to some degree. And it takes a lot of courage to just kind of acknowledge when that comes up in you. You're perfectly normal if this resonates with you. So these people may become very wrapped up and very committed very quickly in a new relationship. Sometimes they are jokingly referred to as the U-Haulers because of the idea that they would bring a U-Haul to the second date, right? They're so ready to form that bond because they derive so much sense of worth and meaning and connection from relationships. And they can also be martyrs. So sometimes people in a codependent relationship, it's sort of like, okay, I will do everything. I carry the burden for my partner. You know, and that can lead to a sense of worth and being needed. So some thoughts for people in this camp are, I need you. He would be lost without me. She would be lost without me. I would be lost without him or her. If you leave me, I won't find anyone else. You might not actually say this, but you might feel it or think it. I want to leave, but I feel too guilty for what that. I can't do that to you. I can't do that to him. Acknowledging and accepting your interdependence, again, it's really, really vulnerable. And instead of leaning into interdependence, many people who are in this other camp tend to really, get so enmeshed in that relationship that they feel safe, right? They feel safe in having that other person because it feels very vulnerable to them to be alone. So these are the sort of two camps that we're going to be talking about today. And the question is, how do we develop that healthy interdependence? And again, to just kind of repeat, we're working with a definition of healthy interdependence as maintaining independence and responsibility for oneself while willingly offering help to and accepting help from others. So both camps, both the fiercely independent and the co or uber independent people, you know, both of those ways of being can really get in the way of healthy, satisfying relationships in every area of your life. And one of the things we're going to do today is consider the way you might be showing up differently in your romantic relationships versus your parenting relationship versus your professional relationships, or how you are on a date versus how you are with your friends. Because, again, sometimes we can show up really differently in those different scenarios. It's not necessarily that you're just one or the other. So I have a few tips for you. And these tips, some of them are, you know, very helpful for both groups of people. And then some are more particular to each. So you might hear some repeat language as we go over the tips, but they're going to show up in different ways for the two camps. So for if you are really identifying as a fierce independent and some of those things we talked about really resonated with you, my first tip for you is to learn to call your own BS. I hope I'm allowed to say BS on the air. So, but that's really what it is. And I say this with love. It is a total myth that you can exist outside of any dependence on others or outside of anybody being dependent on you. It's a story you're telling yourself, but it's not true. So I once heard, and I was actually trying to find this for this radio show today, and I wasn't able to pinpoint where I found it, and maybe there's a listener out there who can send me an email and say, I know what you're talking about. But I once heard or read an account of somebody who was kind of testing that idea of, this was someone who identified as being a fiercely independent person, and he started kind of looking at all of these things that he used in order to live his fiercely independent life. So, for example, cooking all his own food. And I believe, and I wouldn't swear to it because this was a while ago, but I believe that what he was looking at, for example, was a tomato. And he was thinking, you know, yes, he's cooking his own food and he's not relying on anybody. But then he started thinking about that tomato and all of the individuals who contributed to making it possible for him to get it, and that even if you grow your own tomato, you know, the seeds, and I mean, it was just an interesting exploration of this idea. It's just a total myth that you can exist outside of any dependence on others or dependence of others on you. And that makes me think of that quote that I read at the beginning from John Muir, when we try to pick out anything by itself, we find it hitched to everything else in the universe. So if you are trying to break out of your fierce independence or cultivate healthy interdependence, accepting that you have some level of mutual dependency with others is essential for forming fulfilling and happy and healthy relationships. And just that awareness that you are interdependent can help you let go of your false view of yourself as a totally independent person. And hence, let down some of the walls that you build up between yourself and others. And I've worked with people before who find that to be a tremendous aha because they put a lot of pressure on themselves to, and a lot of times it, and the anger is not directed at others, it's directed within, this pressure on themselves to take care of everything and take care of their own needs. And sometimes people are okay with having others be dependent on them, but they're really not okay with being dependent on others. So if that's you, think about that sort of first tip. Learn to call your own BS. So the second tip is to learn to draw healthy boundaries and trust others to draw their own. So at first glance, that might seem strange as a tip for the fiercely independent, because you might think, I'm so independent, of course I know how to draw boundaries. I draw boundaries all the time. Often, though, interestingly enough, people become fiercely independent because it is easier than learning to say yes or no on a case-by-case basis. So it might seem on the outside like these fiercely independent people are totally comfortable drawing boundaries, but it's often a fix or a tool to avoid ever having to confront that fear of saying no or saying yes. And another important piece there is trusting other people to draw their own boundaries. So you may be fiercely independent. We talked about one of the reasons that people can kind of fall into that camp is that they feel really guilty at the idea of accepting help from anybody else. I can't impose on people. That's not my place. I shouldn't ask for that. I should be able to take care of myself. So much guilt can get wrapped up in that, and it can show up as fierce independence. So one of the things, one of the tips for you in learning to work with boundaries is to learn to trust other people and respect other people that they can draw their own boundaries. That if you ask for help and somebody else is not able to give it, then they can take care of themselves just as you can take care of yourself. And by asking, you may be actually giving somebody a great gift because many people really like to help other people, and more so than they like to accept help. So learn to draw healthy boundaries and trust others to draw their own. The third tip for the fiercely independent camp is to get really clear on what asking for help means to you, and then practice asking for and offering help. So, and I'm actually teaching, I'm going to talk to you about an opportunity later, but I'm actually teaching a course coming up where we're dedicating an entire week to this topic because it could be so challenging and actually really rich for people. So if you are, for getting clear on what asking for help means to you, are you so afraid of rejection or seeming needy that you can't ask for help? So, like, if I don't ask for help, I can't hear a no, so I'm not going to ask. Or I'm going to look so needy if I ask for help, so I'm not going to ask. Or do you feel guilty asking other people to do things for you? We already talked about that a little bit with the boundaries. Do you resent your partner or your colleague or your friend for not just knowing what you need and doing it, right? So maybe if what happens is asking for help means to you that your partner or your colleague or your friend don't get you or don't understand you, then it makes sense that you would want to avoid that. So once you've uncovered some of that stuff that lies underneath what asking for help means to you, you can practice asking and offering for help. And there are a lot of ways to break through those blocks. And if you want help with that, send me an email because I really like to work with people on this. It's about balance, this asking for and offering help. And it's not necessarily something that holds some people back from being dependent on others is this story that many people carry some shame about, but I want to share it with you so that you know you're not alone if this resonates with you. It's this idea of I don't want to ask for help because then I'm going to have to do something back. It's like tit for tat, right? Or if you scratch my back, I'll have to scratch yours. So keeping in mind that, you know, asking for and offering help, when you're keeping it like a bank account, that can really hold you back. And you may want to lean into the idea of paying it forward, that we live in an interdependent universe, and rather than keeping score, you just tune in for opportunities for you to help others out and know that, you know, it might not be the same person who ends up helping you, but, you know, it'll be paid forward. So the fourth tip for breaking out of fierce independence is, oh, I like that, though, fierce interdependence. Maybe that should be the name for this call, this program. So, you know, develop your sense of self-worth in all your imperfection. So some fierce independents protect themselves from asking for help because it's too vulnerable to admit that they can't do everything on their own, or because they don't want to be seen in all their flaws. And I mentioned this is the story that I shared in my blog this week. I used to be so afraid to show people my messiness and my areas of vulnerability. in the ways that I felt like I wasn't good enough. That's why we can only have healthy interdependence when we have cultivated a healthy self-image and healthy independence. So if that's resonating for you, invest in developing your own sense of self-worth. Oftentimes, this fierce independence is sort of a mask for underlying feelings of just not feeling good enough or not feeling self-worth in and of ourselves. So those are some tips for dealing with fierce independence. And now I'm going to share some tips for breaking through codependence or uber dependence. And you're going to hear a lot of the same language, but with a different spin, because we're talking about sort of different reasoning behind it. So the first tip is the very same as the first tip for the fiercely independent, but with a different spin. And it's learn to call your own BS. The hard truth is, no matter how dependent and enmeshed, mutually dependent, connected you are, your partner may leave, or for whatever reason, a relationship may end, or you may choose to leave your partner for whatever reason. Of course, we hope that doesn't happen, and I don't mean to be insensitive to suggest that it might happen. It's so hard to think about. But when we accept that no one can really control anyone else or control the universe, and boy, that's a hard one, it can open us up to deeper connection and free you to take responsibility for what you can control. So one little way to look at this is to really question, you know, not only the BS that you can guarantee that your partner will always be there, you can guarantee that sense of safety and security that hinges on that relationship, but really question your story about scarcity. Right? Many people who have that kind of relationship feel that there's not enough for them out there. And really, you know, one thing you can do is to cultivate abundance. Trust that there are lots of people out there for you to connect with in all kinds of different ways. But one thing, the big takeaway from this tip is that one thing that frees you to love is facing and accepting that you or your partner could leave, and knowing that you'll handle it if that happens. Amazingly, that can free you up to show up much, you know, in a much more genuine and open way in the relationship. Another tip for you is also going to sound familiar from the fierce independence, and this is to learn to draw and accept healthy boundaries. So part of healthy interdependence is trusting other people to take care of themselves and giving them the space to do that. So if you carry around that thought, I can't, you know, I this person is so dependent on me, it's my job to do all of this, trust other people to take care of themselves and then actually give them the opportunity to take care of themselves. Sometimes that can be a hard shift, but it can be so, so valuable for your relationship and for both of you as individuals. Learn to say no and learn to hear a no. So some people take the message of, you know, learning to ask for help, or it's so important to be able to ask for help, or it's courageous to ask for help, to an assumption that that means that other people should always say yes. And it's really essential that you respect others enough to accept, hear, and acknowledge their boundaries that they set up and learn to hear that no. And this work, it can be really, really transformative, not only in your relationships, but, you know, with your partner, but in every area of your life, to learn to draw and accept those healthy boundaries. It's great to be able to ask for what you want, but it's also really important to accept the boundaries that others draw. It's also great to be able to help other people, but it's so important to be able to take care of yourself. And actually, that leads us to the third tip for breaking out of codependence or uber-dependence, and that's to learn to meet your needs alone, on your own, and develop independence. So to develop a sense of self-worth with or without your relationship and take responsibility for your own needs. This is huge. You cannot be interdependent in a healthy way until you take responsibility for your own life. Taking responsibility for your own life is one of the hugest shifts that you can ever make that pays huge, huge dividends. But it can be really hard and scary. you can be interdependent when you can be independent. And that's the key relationship, right? That you can only be truly interdependent when you can also be independent and have that sense of autonomy, take care of your own feelings, learn to deal with your insecurity without pulling other people into the box with you. And that doesn't mean never ask for help, of course. That's like the whole idea that we've been talking about. But learn to trust that you yourself can stand on your own two feet with or without somebody else. And related to that, the fourth tip is to trust that your partner, your child, etc. This comes up a lot in parenting and in partnerships, is resourceful and whole. So that's especially important where people stay in relationships they don't want to be in, often codependent relationships, because they don't think the other person will be okay. And you want to really cultivate differentiation versus being enmeshed, right? So enmeshment, when you can't tell where someone else ends and you begin, and to a very strong extent, their thoughts and feelings are your thoughts and feelings. You want to really cultivate that differentiation and know and trust and live into the idea that you and your partner are whole and complete as individuals. So you'll notice that all of these tips for cultivating interdependence, I'm sorry to say, are not quick fixes where it's like, okay, I took my notes and now I'm good. It takes work and it takes dedication to actually put these into practice, and it may take some support. The good news is that there are wonderful, wonderful resources out there on all of these topics to help you with all of these tips. And I really recommend that you know, you're going to be able to listen to this program again using the same link that you called in on now. So, you know, whether you're taking notes or whether you want to give it another listen, maybe just pick out one or two nuggets that you want to try to put into action. And get the resources that you need. Don't be afraid to ask for help. This is about interdependence. Practice interdependence by reaching out to a friend or a helping professional or a book and get support as you learn to live into independence and ultimately really healthy interdependence. So if you have any questions or comments about anything that we've discussed so far, you can call in at 646-716-9397. And I'd love to hear, what's your dependence story? You know, we all learn how to do dependence or fierce independence in one way or another. So I'd love to hear your story. What are you discovering today? What's sort of the biggest aha that you've had? What are you most excited to put into action? What are you wondering about? What do you have a question about? So you can call in at 646-716-9397. And if you do call in, I may just have you hold for a little bit as I talk about some of the shows that we have coming up on the Life Coach Radio Network. And then I'll take some calls if we have any. So you have a few minutes to decide if you want to call in at 646-716-9397. So to tell you a little bit more about the Life Coach Radio Network in general, the network consists of coaches from all around the world, from the UK, Canada, continuing to grow. We have a brand new sister international network that's going to be launched very, very soon as well, which we're so excited about. And we have a show on almost every single day and so many interesting topics and really expert coaches who have had, you know, top-notch training and are really practicing in so many interesting areas of expertise. So I encourage you to look around and check out the other upcoming shows. And there are lots coming up, but I just want to give you a little preview of a couple that are coming up soon. So tomorrow, Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern, we have a Life Coach Chat. And the Life Coach Chats are really cool because this is when you get not just one coach on the show, but many people talking together and bouncing ideas around. And oftentimes it will be three coaches who have very different areas of expertise, so they're able to offer really different perspectives on a certain topic. So tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern is Self-Transformation Breakthrough Secrets. And Kathleen West, Veronica Taylor, and Joanna Swift will be giving you easy how-to tips to effortlessly break through to self-transformation in any area of your life. Maybe interdependence, maybe another area. So if you're ready to take control of your career, your free time, your love life, or your health, but you just don't know how to get started, or you want easy, jargon-free, practical information that will help propel you to the next level, or you want the life-changing benefits of working with a life coach without a long-term commitment, that's a great show for you. Tune in tomorrow, Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern. And then on Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern, we have Mark My Words with life coach and business coach Mark Shaw. Mark is a trainer at one of the most excellent coach training schools, and that's IPEC, and he is really wonderful and energetic, and he is ready to offer you foolproof steps to a healthy and fit life. And on Sunday, he'll have a special guest, Joseph Massey, who's a certified health and wellness coach, and they're going to be exploring the underpinnings of failure and success when it comes to integrating behaviors that lead to a more healthy lifestyle. So Mark says that if you spent lots of money on gym memberships or home exercise equipment and you don't use them, or you've tried diets for short intervals only to find yourself back to eating foods that rob you of your energy and your vitality, tune in to get new motivation and a set of simple strategies to get your body moving in entirely new ways on a regular basis, all without having to go to a gym to do it. And boy, I don't know about you, but I find in this burning hot, humid weather, at least it's very humid here in Philly, it can be hard to get yourself moving. So that sounds like a great call. And then finally, on Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern, we have Frank Talk, Make Your Life More Luminous. And in that episode, Frank will discuss how to make your life brighter, lighter, and more alive. And you can next hear me on the Life Coach Radio Network on Friday, July 26th at noon Eastern, and Tuesday, July 30th at 9 p.m. Eastern for Life Coach Chats with two other coaches. And be on the lookout for more details. I'll be really looking forward to, I hope, having some of you listening then. So once again, if you have a question or a comment, you can call in at 646-716-9397. And now we're going to talk about interdependence in different kinds of relationships. And I'll be sort of keeping a lookout, so if we have any callers, feel free to come on in. And you can also post up a question on the chat. I see we have tons of people in the chat still, and I'm very excited that you're there. So don't be shy about typing in a question or a comment as I talk. So most of what we've been talking about, I've sort of framed it through the lens of partners, romantic partners, and friends. Think about, just for a moment, using everything that you've heard today, how do you show up in the other kinds of relationships in your life? So there are lots of different interesting areas to look at, and we're going to talk about families and, you know, parenting and helping relationships, dating, and professional relationships today. And if you have a particular question about your situation, I'd be happy to hear from you. So as I mentioned at the top, I work with a lot of parents around communication and empowering their children in social situations. And interdependence is a really important and interesting topic to talk about in parenting, because it's an almost unique situation. We tend to think of our children as totally dependent on us. And this can apply to educators as well. Educators sometimes sort of carry that story that our children are completely dependent on us. And that's, you know, there's a lot of good there. The idea that we want to be caretakers, the idea that we want to take good care of our children is important and admirable. But developing a healthy interdependent relationship with your child is a great gift to you, to your family, and perhaps most importantly, to your child. It's totally natural to want to do things for our children. It's totally natural to want to protect our children from pain. It's wired in us, and it's in the messages that we get constantly. But if you carry your child over the mountain every single time, your child will not grow the muscles they need to get over the mountain on their own. And so I want to kind of invite you, if you're a parent or an educator and you're listening, to think about the difference between dependence and interdependence. You have so much power to empower your child so that your child is able to move through life and get stronger every day and build resilience. So in an interdependent parent-child relationship, you move away from fixing for your child and doing for your child, at least some of the time, into facilitating and doing with your child, right? So that you're a guide alongside your child. And your child has an important role to play in the house, in the home, in the family dynamic as well. And it can be really scary to think about just how much meaning and connection and belonging comes from your child, because it feels very, very, very vulnerable to be in that place. So cultivating interdependence can be a really challenging but ultimately hugely impactful work to do with your child. So it can also help you feel calm and empowered instead of the pressure of always solving, and it helps you be able to best help your child when you acknowledge that, you know, your child needs your help and is dependent on you and also needs to learn agency and self-efficacy instead of helplessness, and you're not the one in the trenches. You can't be there all the time to fix it. So cultivating interdependence with your child is really important and a great gift. Another interesting kind of relationship is helping relationships. So thinking about, you know, as a coach, I work with lots of clients. Many of you may work with a therapist. Some of you might be therapists or coaches. And as a coach, a truly powerful coaching relationship is a great model of interdependence, in that a coach believes that the client is resourceful and whole, just as he or she is, and the client is responsible for their own decisions and their own actions. So a coach will help take you through a process where you can find your own answers, but a true coach is not going to give you advice. They're going to really trust that you are responsible for your own choices and that you're completely capable and whole just as you are, and together you're going to walk through it. So that's a really interesting way that interdependence shows up in a coaching relationship or in a therapeutic relationship. And it's also interesting to think about interdependence when it comes to dating. And I know some of you are excited to think about that context. So the truth is, it is very attractive to be a well-differentiated human. In other words, to stand in independence, to have your own rich, full life. And when you can go on a date and meet somebody new and you're really standing in that place of your own self-worth, and it's not, I need you, but, you know, I'm excited to, you know, you're not going to say on a date, go on this journey with you, but, you know, in not so many words, to go on this journey with this person, to get to know this person, that can be extremely attractive. So if you're dating, if you're single, I really encourage you to practice these tips that I've given you today in the context of dating, so that when you start a new relationship, you're starting a healthy one, and you can also really attract the kind of love that you want when you're showing up as not so fiercely independent that you're unwilling to be helped or unwilling to lean on anyone. People like nurturing and sometimes taking care of. So that fierce independence can be a real turnoff. But the attractive piece of independence can really be a sort of tantalizing trait when dating. So in professional relationships, interdependence can help get you and your team and your organization out of this every man or every woman for him or herself mentality, which does not lead to or serve collaboration. And, you know, it can lead to that place of the not my job, the not my job syndrome that dominates some workplaces. So vulnerability is absolutely key in leadership. And if you are a leader, interdependence is a huge investment in yourself to really cultivate true interdependence. People connect to leaders who can be independent and strong and take care of themselves, but who can also ask for help and be confident enough in themselves that they can offer help and ask for help without feeling like their value is in question. So if you're a leader, or even if you're just a member of a team in an organization, really think about these tips in light of those contexts. So before we end today, I want to kind of just wrap up by saying that interdependence, it's not, again, I kind of mentioned this before, it's not something that you're going to read a book or listen to one radio show and walk out feeling like, okay, great, done. It's really a practice. And so just give yourself the space to first compassionately acknowledge where you may be showing up in one of these sort of defensive camps, and then choose a tip or two that you're going to try on. And I'd love to hear from you. And if you have any questions, you know, either now you can call in or write in on the chat or email me after the show. My email address is carrie.spaulding@gmail.com, C-A-R-R-I-E. spaulding@gmail.com, or you can, you know, visit my website and connect to me there. But I want to just really invite you to keep this conversation going, and you dare to be interdependent enough to reach out if you need help. I also want to invite you to an awesome event that I have coming up that I'm so excited about. It's just kicking off right now as far as opportunities to sign up. And this is first annual 30-something summer camp. So I've been thinking a lot in this hot, hot summer, thinking back on the days of being a kid. And I thought, you know, who says camp is just for kids? So that's what I've decided to do this August. And I want to invite you to register for 30-something summer camp today. No bug juice or uncomfortable bunk beds. You can call into camp from anywhere in the world. And this is a four-week program. We're going to have four classes on Monday nights. It starts in August. The first class is August 5th. And these are on Monday evenings from 8 to 9:30. There's a free preview call on July 22nd if you want to register for that. And I'm only opening up 25 spots because I want to really be able to give people personalized attention. And so in 30-something summer camp, it's actually very connected to what we're talking about today. The theme this year is confident communication. So if you're struggling to bring interdependence into your relationships, partly because of communication, this could be a great opportunity for you. And if you're having challenges communicating with your partner, your colleagues, your kids, or you're tongue-tied on dates and in new social situations, or you need help asking for help, or you wish you knew how to communicate during conflicts, like you're fine when everything's going great, but then when you get your buttons pushed, you become some sort of an alter ego, you're in the right place at 30-something summer camp. And I'm really excited to help you transform your communication from 30 awkward to 30 awesome. So there is an opportunity for you today to actually get a huge discount on this program. The investment for the program is $199, and right now the early bird rate is $149. But I'm actually offering a very special declaring interdependence rate today, at just from today until tomorrow. of just $99. I'm only offering 5 spots at this rate because it's really, really low, but I want to offer it to you first. I have not told anybody else about it. I will be posting that opportunity up on my Facebook wall and sort of out to my network after we get off of the radio show today. But I wanted to offer it to you first because it was really inspired by this program today. And so it's only available until tomorrow at 11:55 p.m. There is a link to get to that program, to get to it, on the page that you have used to dial in today to the radio show. And if you can't find it for some reason, check out my Facebook page or check out my website or shoot me an email. And we'll be sure to get you that link, but you can click right from on this page that you see in front of you that you're listening on. So that'll be available until tomorrow at 11:55. I'd love to have you there, and it should be a really great opportunity for us to work together this summer, starting in August. So as a wrap-up for the call today, I want to challenge you to enact some of the tips. And I hope these tips and tools have given you some insight and some empowerment on how to cultivate healthy interdependence. If you'd like to connect with me afterwards, I'd love to hear from you. And I really mean that. It's really exciting to, you know, talk out to the universe on the radio, but it's even more exciting when I feel connected to you and I can actually engage with you, the listener. As a coach, that's what I really love to do, is to engage with people and help move them forward. So please reach out. I am currently accepting new coaching clients as well as 30-something campers. So I invite you to email me at carrie.spaulding@gmail.com. Again, it's carrie.spaulding@gmail.com. You can call me at 602-684-2458. You can visit my website at www.carriespaulding.com. And you can also visit me on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the30somethingcoach, 30-something spelled out, no numbers. And you can follow me on Twitter at @SpaldingCarrie. So there's also a link to all of those things on the link for this show, on the page for this show. And as long as you can remember any of the things that I just said, you should be able to get at me. You can also listen to this show again using this same link. And another thing that I'd love for you to do is sign up for, you know, to get free tips and tools from me. You can either do that on my website or there's a link on this page. I really would love to stay connected with you, and I send out lots of free tools and tips every week. So don't forget to tune in every day to the Life Coach Radio Network, or for as many days as you can. And once again, I just want to remind you that you're going to have opportunities in the next few days to listen to a Life Coach chat tomorrow. And that, once again, is at 1 p.m. Eastern with Kathleen West, Veronica Taylor, and Joanna Swift. And then on Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern, mark my words, with Life Coach and Business Coach Mark Shaw. And on Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern, we have Frank Talk, Make Your Life More Luminous. And you can hear me again on the Life Coach Radio Network on Friday, July 26th at noon Eastern. And also again on Tuesday, July 30th at 9 p.m. Eastern for shows with two other coaches. So right now, head on over to my Facebook page, leave a comment, let me know what the best tip you heard today was, and or shoot me an email, get yourself enrolled in summer camp, we'd love to have you there, and I'm really excited to hear how you are able to use these tips as you declare interdependence in your own life. So I want to read this Gandhi quote one more time because I think it's a powerful place to end. Interdependence is and ought to be as much the ideal of man as self-sufficiency. Man is a social being. Without interrelation with society, he cannot realize his oneness with the universe or suppress his egotism. His social interdependence enables him to test his faith and prove himself on the touchstone of reality. All right, everybody. Have a 30 awesome day. This is Carrie Spaulding, the 30-something coach. Look forward to hearing you next time on the Life Coach Radio Network.